Well, hello, and happy Monday to those of you listening real time. I was so thankful to see a great, a great response to my latest podcast in multiple nations. I wanted to spend the time because I'm traveling, if you can't tell, so much in the last few weeks that I wanted to jump on here and share with you a very brief but powerful testimony of what God did in Costa Rica. So, just to let you know, last time in 2019, I was in Costa Rica and I spent my time there working with a vision the Lord has given me for all of Central America into Texas, which is called the Crest of the Wave. In Spanish, La Cresta de la Ola. And this is the move of the Spirit that the Lord showed me coming out of Brazil through the revelation of Dr. Don Lynch's vision in March of 2003. And that vision had an aspect of a movement from the south to the north, which is interesting because I'm driving over a bridge of the one of the two rivers in the world that flows from the south to the north, which is the St. John's River, St. John the Beloved. So I am driving over, sharing with you that the last time we were there, I took a team of leaders to activate the prophetic in the nation with a group of pastors, senior leaders, apostolic leaders. And I received report this time from that ministry that because of the ministry there, how powerful it was, the actual ministry building that we used for the conference, I hate to call it a conference, a convocation, was actually not sure they were going to be able to go forward until after the Spirit of God showed up and broke the curse working against that ministry. And today they're doing very well. So I was happy to hear that just on my trip last week. That being said, I did bring a team of about five or six prophetic voices who did all day prophetic rooms for the leaders, kingdom leaders, and the kingdom citizens that were there. And it was just powerful testimony after testimony this week from people who experienced the power of the Spirit through the gift of prophecy, through prophets functioning in the office. And it was so encouraging. That was a wild time. We had, before I left for that trip, the Crest of the Wave trip, the Spirit of God, I laid down on my couch to pray, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon me and said, "Josh, when I break witchcraft, the bond of witchcraft off the land in that nation, you're going to watch a manifestation in the people you've never seen before to prophesy their freedom from that bondage." And I was like, "Man, what is that going to look like?" Well, sure enough, the fire of the Lord began to fall in the building in that city, and as it touched the people, it so destroyed the witchcraft bonds that were connected to the land there that spontaneously and simultaneously they stuck their arms out directly perpendicular to the ground like tops and began to spin with their eyes closed, faster and faster and faster, until they were spinning all over the room, and I had never seen it. I know it was the Lord because, they never touched one another, even though they were spinning in close proximity around the room. And then the demons began to manifest. I had one attempt to punch me in the face several times, which was pretty funny experience for me. But that trip was, it really did open something up. Since that time, COVID broke out and really the land was wounded. So the Lord told me, He said, "You're going to go into Costa Rica. You're going to go into the place where, where you can release a national strategy." And so I ended up with Soaring Eagles with Luis Escalante, a prophet there who is functioning there in the nation. And I was able to see God do personal, corporate, and a national healing strategy broke out in the room when I ministered this time. Matter of fact, there was a lady there who never had experienced speaking in tongues or the move of the Spirit. It was like her first or second Sunday there is what I believe they told me. And she came up to the front when I had, you know, I brought the room into order, and then I let Nadir and Ruby, a son and a daughter in the Lord, basically take leadership and to work with them some. They did a fantastic job, an excellent job. I was so impressed and still so warmed by how well they led functionally, and was able to see that. And as they did that, the fire of the Lord began to fall, and Holy Spirit said to me, "Now," he said, "now watch, you're going to see me prophesy through a person what I'm going to do in this nation." And I was like, okay. So apparently this lady came up, and she had never received the baptism of Holy Spirit. She actually came up to help a friend of hers who she was there with to hold her baby as she received ministry from Nadir and Ruby. Well, I saw her there, and I knew the Spirit was moving me in her direction. I was being gripped by the Spirit to move in her direction. And when I walked over to her and put my hands on her head, she was very resistant to the move of the Spirit. Well, when the fire began to fall, because we were preaching on the Lord re-establishing or bringing healing to a wounded altar of worship, the sound in the land had been muffled, stifled even. The fire began to fall through. At first, she tried to resist it, but, you know, when the fire falls like that of the Lord, when he falls on the altar, you know, you can't really resist it. And sure enough, before I knew it, she was, you know, moving, experiencing a manifestation of God's power and prophesying. And first it started in tongues. Then when the fire fell again, she began to prophesy a message in tongues. And then we moved the flag to her. She became the prophetic linchpin or the pinpoint of that word to the nation of healing. And she began to experience fire like I'm not sure I've ever seen in Costa Rica. And she began to receive deliverance and healing as she began to release it over the flag of the nation. And we just, the whole place just was consumed at this point. Prophetic words, apostolic decree about the crest of the wave, and that blew into, you know, through the rest of the folks who were visiting, many powerful manifestations of the Spirit's power there. The Word of God preached in power. I was able to, you know, I was able to see it grow from a personal to a corporate into a national release with a remnant, a ready remnant. It was very powerful. And then, you know, we were pretty much done, consumed ourselves with what God did there in the nation. And then on my way out, this young couple came. They said, "Hey, Dr. Josh, you may not remember us, but when you were here 3 years ago, you grabbed me and my wife and you prophesied a daughter would be given to us by the Lord. And we weren't pregnant, not looking to get pregnant," he said, "but here she is." And they handed me a sweet bundle of joy, who is just, I mean, there's no words to describe this little girl's countenance. It was just absolutely powerful. So I got to see the Lord, his beauty and his splendor. They're right now planning a national Crest of the Wave in October, of which I will probably take a team with me to go and minister, and it was just powerful. I'm in wonderful conversations now with friends in Brazil and throughout South America, in Central America, and I will be going to Texas here shortly. So it's all good what God is doing. I am, you know, all of that is coming together. I am seeing God do it. I am encouraged, strengthened, and it's going to be a really great testimony of what God is doing in nations when we see this happen together. And today I bless you in Jesus' name. I hope this short report, since I'll be traveling, I'll be able to give it in Freedom House, this short report will be an encouragement to you in Jesus' mighty name.